The school year in the RBB is one quarter over. Dr. Mike Wilcox, that can't possibly be true, can it? Is that really true?
I know. Where does it go? How can that be? But, yeah, fall break. Fall break marks the first grading period. And then we have fall break next week. And then after we come back on the 28th and 29th and 30th, we have parent-teacher conference days. So, it's that time already. How can it be? I don't know.
We've had a lot of discussion, obviously, in the MCCSC about calendars and the such. Where does your calendar stand, and what is the feedback you've had on whether it's a week-long fall break or a week-long Thanksgiving break? Have you heard the blowback maybe as much as this part of the county?
Not quite as much. After last year's, when we set the calendar last November, December is when we talked about, but we're gonna get the ball rolling here as well, talking about next year. Our folks really liked our calendar last year, and we had little discussion on what the next calendar would look like because they liked that so well. Now because of the time of year, you know, when it's still, you know, hot outside and we just got summer started and all of a sudden it's time to come back to school, you know, I think all of us are like, oh my gosh, it's already the 1st of August, it's time to go back but not a lot. We didn't hear as much in the western part here as the rest of the county has heard. So our folks like the 1 week in the fall. They think it's a good break, but not too much for the most part. And a few folks have said, do we need to look at spring break being 2 weeks? Well, the thing, at least with us, is on that, is that our first week is sacred, so to speak, and we're going to have that. The second week is that safety net for if we would have a bunch of snow days. Then our sixth day on makeup becomes that second week of spring break.
So you have that built in as your insurance policy.
Now, exactly.
Quickly, for those who might not know, when do you guys start so people can compare and contrast? When was your first day this year?
Our first day, teachers, was August 3rd. On that Monday, kids came Tuesday the 4th.
Okay.
Roughly the same as MCC.
Right, and I wanted people just to have the timeline there to figure it out. But when people hear 2 weeks of spring break, what are you guys, nuts? Well, you've explained exactly.
Do you take a week at Thanksgiving, Mike?
No. We go Monday and Tuesday, and then we have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday
okay.
off.
All right. But you get that 2 weeks in the spring. And you're planning all that around the I-STEP test and all the other stuff you have to deal with.
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of a juggling act as well. You know, we've been a little more hesitant, actually a lot more hesitant in recent years. You know, used to, more often than not, we would do a 2-year calendar.
Right.
And with our the state assessments, the way that they've been and moved around, we've been a little bit more hesitant to do a 2-year calendar. Boy, that would sure be nice to get that out to our folks, and we're still thinking about it, but that's our one thing that we have to. That's our one variable that keeps us a little hesitant.
But that's out of your control, though. That's not a you problem. That's a state problem, correct?
Yes, you're correct. Yes.
Well, we want people to know that because sometimes it gets lost in all the in the rambling and rumbling. You have to have 180 days. You have to test when they tell you to test. It would be really nice if the state said, hey, you know what? You can do it in the spring, and you could set up when you'd want to test, but that would make way too much sense, and nobody would want to do anything like that. But again, so these are the hurdles that we try to explain to the listeners that the school corporations are facing. It's not you're shooting yourself in the foot or you're cutting your nose off to spite your face. These are the restrictions. These are the requirements that have to be accomplished.
When do you announce your calendar for your next school year beginning next August?
Yeah, we are starting that process as we speak. Our next association meeting coming up here, I will give our team there and then our administrative team as well at those two meetings. I will give them our current calendar and then what that would look like rolled over and then a couple samples of any other schools that have already passed theirs that are neighbors to us. Of course, being you know, Monroe County or Owen Valley or right. Or all, but we will take a hard look at that. And my goal was to get that to the school board for the November meeting. So we will present it to them at hopefully October here coming up, and then get that set in stone hopefully for the November meeting.
Dr. Mike Wilcox is our guest this morning. He's the man at the RBB, the superintendent. And just a quick point on the calendar. You talked about having a 2-year, and you kind of don't want to do it, but you kind of want to do it. When you make your calendar and present it to the board and they stamp it and they do all that, you can't go back and fix it, can you?
You know, you don't want to. You don't.
It
want
causes
to
because, confusion. Right. It causes.
Yeah, exactly. It folks. You know, set their vacations and all, and the only way that that we would ever change it if it was just is if we ever had to, because of let's say that you know, we had a, oh my gosh, a 1978 snow again or something like that, or you know, something completely unforeseen, or you know, if the state really you know, threw us a curveball on testing that was completely.
Well, that's kind of where I was going at, because you don't get the results back in time. You don't know when you get the results back.
Mike, we may not even have them till February this year.
Yeah, you know, if we do that, boy, you're optimistic with February.
Wait till the snow melts, right?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, because we're here in late spring from the DOE,
what
we heard last week.
Unbelievable.
Well, before we let you go, and Mike, we never hear about this outside of school systems, but you're undergoing an accreditation. Briefly explain what that is, and that's just a hellacious thing for a school to go through.
You know, it is a lot of work. It is a great thing when you get done. you know, when a lot of us were in school, it was commonly referred to as North Central Accreditation. That's
right.
Probably what was familiar to
it's
a lot of
folks. It's invisible to mostly the kids and the parents, though. I mean, this is all going on in the
school.
It's
schools. Like an audit of the business,
exactly.
Isn't it? Right.
Exactly. That's exactly right. It's an audit to show that we're doing what we say that we're doing. To put it in simple terms, are we doing what we say that we're doing? And what we're doing right now at the corporation level, and it's now called Advanced Ed. Advanced Ed, and our standard committee chairs, we started meeting last week, and you know, we kicked off this being the accreditation year. The team will come from April the 24th. They'll come in on a Sunday, the 24th of April, and they'll be here through Wednesday or Thursday. And our leaders, you know, talked about the quality improvement approach that we want to take, that and that begins at the building level, and developing that really all four directions, literally north, south, east, west, that communication, and sharing powerful practices to sustain quality improvement that we try to make each day in the delivery of instruction. And then from there, the corporation committee breaks off into their buildings. And they kind of chair each one of their own teams at the building level, and review standards and identifying supporting evidence from each of the buildings for when the.
How long is this accreditation good for, Mike?
We do. It's 5 years.
Every 5 years.
Five years. Yeah.
And basically, your folks are just showing them. Hey, it's kind of like showing off. It's like, yep, here's
it's an
how
inspection.
We're doing. Yeah. Right.
Exactly. And you know, and what we actually do within those meetings, like for example, there's five standards, and so we have five committees at the corporation level. And the first one, I'm on three of them, and the first one that we are is looking at the mission statement. You know, what is our direction and purpose? You know, we look at where we were 5 years ago, what have we done since then, and what do we need to do to bring that and move that forward.
Excellent. And yeah, we know it's not fun, but again, it's what you do every day. It's not asking any trick questions or any of that. You're just showing them, hey, this is what we're doing, and this is what we're up to. Great stuff,
exactly.
As always. Can we get you the final week in October as well to check in and see what's happening over there on the northwest side?
Hey, that sounds great. We always got great things going on over here. Fall extracurricular activities are going great, and we're just you know, good things are happening over here, and we know the rest of the county is as well. And hey, our Hoosiers are 4-0.
Hey, absolutely right. So we'll see you at the stadium on Saturday, right?
Yeah, got the Buckeyes coming in. So.
Bring your nutcracker, will you?
Hey, I can still see Coach Mallory
on the
holding
square.
Up the Buckeyes, saying they salivate over these things and throwing it on the ground and stomping, and we just going crazy and going into Ohio Stadium and beating those guys 31-10. So darkest day in Ohio State history.
Well, let's make it a 2-pack, shall we? Let's see if we can help them out again this weekend. Hey, Dr. Mike, we appreciate your time. We'll get caught up with you coming up in October.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate all you do for us.